Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Officials in San Antonio, Texas are being offered counselling after an horrific discovery on a back road. 46 bodies have been found in a truck, which authorities believe is connected to a migrant smuggling attempt. Fire Department Chief Charles Hood says 16 others have been taken to hospital.
Fortunately, we were able to transport 16 people. 12 of those are adults and 4 pediatric. All of them were conscious at the time upon transportation.
3 people have been arrested so far, with federal authorities now leading the investigation. The Prime Minister will meet with NATO leaders in Madrid tonight as the summit gets underway. Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea have all been included in talks this year, with the war in Ukraine set to top the agenda. Anthony Albanese making it clear China will also be among the big topics.
China is more forward-leaning in our region. We've seen actions from China against Lithuania, for example. China has been prepared to make sanctions not just against Australia, but to be more aggressive in its stance in the world.
The Prime Minister then heads to France later this week to meet with President Emmanuel Macron. WA Health have sadly reported a further 4 deaths from COVID overnight. 4,810 new infections have been confirmed. Our hospitals are now treating 246 patients with the illness. 11 are in intensive care. And WA reaches the end of the 2-week fuel cycle tonight, unleaded across the metro area today, averaging $1.97.4. In sport, all eyes on the AFL Tribunal tonight, with Geelong's Tom Stewart expected to miss a number of weeks. The Cats defender has been charged with rough conduct after a high hit on Richmond's Dion Prestia. Geelong skipper Joel Selwood says they've wrapped supports around him at the club.
He's still pretty rocked by the incident. He's a really quality person. I think you could see it clearly out there that he was having trouble throughout the game, albeit playing very well.
Listener.